As I shared tonight, we are thinking about, our focus really is the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, which is, Thy Kingdom Come, a really appropriate song, Jesus Loves Me. As we think about kingdom, this kingdom that the Bible talks about, Jesus' kingdom, it's like kingdoms in some sense that the kingdom is about the king that is in charge, the one reigning. And so that song reminds us that Jesus is in charge. The kingdom that the scriptures speak of, that Jesus teaches about and brings, is not like worldly kingdoms in that it doesn't have boundaries, doesn't have borders, but it is certainly, the kingdom exists wherever Jesus is, our king. We're going to have a reading here from Acts chapter 4 that furthers our theme for tonight, which is kingdom. There's two ways to read the book of Acts. One way is to read the book of Acts with a triumphal understanding. In other words, the kingdom just expands and everything goes well. Everything falls in place and more Christians gather. And there certainly are details in which more people are baptized and brought to the Lord, and the community of believers grows and grows and grows. But a realistic reading of the book of Acts is actually much different. The true reading of the book of Acts is actually, this kingdom that's talked about in the book of Acts comes in really surprising ways. Conflict happens, the church grows. Division happens between Paul, this guy named Paul, and Barnabas, the church grows. There are examples of the believers getting imprisoned, the church grows. So this kingdom is something that is otherworldly, different than anything that we can imagine. And we're going to hear that here in our reading from Acts chapter 4. Those who are following Jesus were imprisoned, yet we're going to see the church grows. Our reading from Acts chapter 4. When they were released, the disciples of Jesus, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When the people heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed Jesus. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.